First of all, this is Mila with Mess Machine, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Mudford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning. Mia unfortunately cannot be here today. She got scheduled to work, so she is working hard, hopefully, maybe even listening. I don't know if she is. Hello, Mia. Today we have just me, so hopefully not too much chatting because I have a pretty packed schedule for us. But the theme for today is sort of a spontaneous one. It's like a smorgasbord of different songs. I'm starting out pretty chill and then kind of getting into more upbeat. So it should be sort of slow, somewhat slow, movement into very excited, very awake. I'm kind of going for like a very effervescent quality for all the songs, so we'll see. A lot of them come from people that I love, people that I know, and all of them are songs that I've either been listening to a lot this week or ones that I've always loved. Right then, that was Alessis by MKG. And then we have You Got Time and I Got Money coming up, and then A World Alone by Lord. Both of these are reminders of my lovely, beautiful best friend who is far, far away from me right now in Chile, doing an abroad program. She put me on both songs, actually, and I've been missing her a lot. So, Morgan, if you're listening, hi. And then we have some Drugstore Romeos. We have Jave, and then a couple songs I'm listening to a lot. I'll probably come back on and talk about them soon. But essentially just trying to go for either stuff that's been on my head a lot lately or things that are sort of winding back up in that with that effervescent quality. Really hoping that you guys like it. If you have any suggestions or anything that you're thinking about while you're listening, let me know. The goal is to sort of feel a little out of it. I feel very out of it right now. I don't know about you guys, but the 3-day weekend really, really got me. I feel a little out of it in the beginning and then kind of feel more awake and alive in a different sort of out of it way at the end. So yeah, all right, chat to me if you'd like, and I'm gonna keep playing music.
Put your hands around my body. I am yours. it's dark. Bruising the sun, I feel grown up with you in your car. I know it's dark.
To cuddle up. Away again.
sort of, not concludes necessarily, but that somewhat was the beginning and the wind down, and we're now getting into the wind up, the top of the bell curve. And yeah, that was Blade Bird by Okolu. It's a really good song. One before that was Lucky by Tyso Bloom and Freak's Luck. Also great songs. Both of them I've been listening to a lot this week. First, I'm going to regale you with a PSA, and then I'll tell you about what's coming up next. All right. So, in lieu of Marathon Monday, in which I'm sure everyone was being respectful, kind, and loving, and soberly watching the marathon, I'm going to read you guys something. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from the WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Well, something I'd like to think about is, how many drinks do you guys think are in a Borg? That's all I have to say. Would that count, based on the statistic, as 10 drinks a day? Because, at that point. Anyways, drink responsibly. Be kind. Those are the two things I'd like to say in regards to alcohol consumption. I also would like to say, wait, I have one more. I also think that there have been statistics coming out that are showing us that this generation is drinking less than all other generations before us. I find that hard to believe, personally, but I do think that the mix of other substances probably is impacting that. You never know. Okay, so coming up next, after that lovely break, we have a song that I've been listening to completely nonstop. It's pretty common, I feel like it's pretty well known, but for some reason, I've just sort of like fully discovered it. It's called Image by Magdalena Bay. I don't know, something about it. I think I like the difference between the chorus and the other parts of the song that are kind of lower and more chill, and the chorus is like, you just sort of feel like you're floating up into the air. And I think that's interesting. And then after that, we have kind of a different vibe. We have Lying Through Their Teeth by Crooked Kings. So less of a light song, more, you know, hard music in the background, instruments, those kinds of things. But I've had that stuck in my head for maybe the last hour and a half, so I just had to add it for you guys. After that, we have Confessions by Sudan Archives, which I heard for the first time listening to WMFO. I'm sure if anyone here has listened to my show before, they have heard this song, heard me play this song. I don't remember her name, but I think it was my sophomore year. A girl was on the radio playing the song and talking about it, and I think I stopped in my tracks next to Blue Hall and started listening. So, I mean, it's just one of those songs that just sounds really interesting. There's something about it. And I feel like if you haven't heard it from, you know, a radio show or somebody else, you haven't really heard it. It's not something that I would think would be circulating. But it's a really fantastic song, so I play it as much as I can. After that, we have another Lord song, and then we're getting more into the, you know, upbeat type ideas. My favorite song in the entire world is coming up. I will introduce that before it happens. Let me try to think. Do I have anything else to say to you guys right now? No? Prepare yourself for Lying Through Their Teeth. It's a great song. Good airplane song. Also a good song when you're a little angry. I think I've heard a lot about recently, you know, things are, a lot of movement is happening around campus and kind of in life as spring comes. I think people are considering their friendships and their close relationships and, you know, trying to learn as much as they can about one another, or, you know, decide whether or not their future includes others. And I feel like it's sort of a suffocating idea that I'm, you know, watching other people experience right now. And, you know, this rush to solidify yourself with your friends or with your classes or your professors or whatever it is, depending on what you think your future is. I think it's the most, you know, you're kind of getting drawn out of this sort of bubble that we've all been living in for the past, well, for me, 4 years, but, you know, and thrown into this reality that seems so harsh and daunting. But at the same time, I sort of think we have time still, first of all. And second of all, I think that this age that we're in, it's always going to be a bit bubbly. You're always going to be kind of surrounded by people that you love, and things are always going to sort of figure themselves out in their own way. And I feel like if you've ever spoken to anyone who's like a little older, they're always like, don't turn this age. It's the end. And I just feel like that's all about perspective at this point. And maybe when I graduate, which I'm, hello, for everyone who doesn't know me, I'm graduating very soon. You know, I'll learn that maybe all of those people were not pessimists, but entirely correct. But for right now, I think that deciding to live in this bubble of taking things as they come and doing what makes you happy, I feel like that's something we all need to carry out, regardless of where we are, regardless if you're graduating or if you're going into an internship this summer in a new city, or if you're going home and hanging out with your family again. Just maybe the state of the bubble is not the place that you're in, but you experiencing it, if that makes any sense. So anyways, I guess as I was thinking about what this playlist was meaning to me, I think that's kind of one of the ideas I'm trying to push. You're sort of out of mind. You're not overthinking about every little thing, and you're trying to remove yourself from the reality of this like suffocating mentality of having to figure everything out and just letting yourself be happy and live. So yeah, so right now we have Image by Magdalena May, and then after that, some other things. I'll come chat with you later.
Comments. down and started back up and sailed and failed. I'm too unique to nail. I washed away my fears and trust in my own ears. My own regret revealed. There is a place that I call home, but it's not where I am welcome. And if I saw all the angels, why is my presence so painful? I think I dreamt it here. I promise I'm sincere, and I stand my own will. Watch me fall like through the fields, bitch. This is a place that I call home, but it's not where I am welcome. And if I saw all the angels, why is my presence so painful?
Fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Don't you think the early 2000s seem so far away?
I can feel a thing. then lets me go. He loves me now, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. Soon as you leave me, we always lose connection. It's getting messy, I feel the your affection. Don't loosen your grip, got a hold on me. Now forever, let's get back together. Though I'm taken so far away, I'm praying that we don't break. I want you to take me up and down and around and around again. And no, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. You gotta say that you're sorry at the end of the night. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. At the end of the story, you're holding me tight. I don't need to worry.
Hello everyone, we are reaching the end. I know not quite yet, but I always get a little nervous about the timing, so just thought I'd say hi now. The next song, either the next song or the one right after that, that I have up for you guys is my favorite song, just basically of anything. And I think that usually people say, you know, oh, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite book or a movie? And you're always like, I don't know. And I think that, like, it's hard to decide based on different genres and ideas. But for this song, the reason it's my favorite song, and what I will answer if I'm asked that question, is because I think that this song is what I feel like on the, like, in my own head. Or, like, in my room, in my, like, when I'm completely alone, this is the song that I wish that I sort of was, I guess. That I personify. And I think that that's a nice idea to have. So usually Mess Machine gives a task, or as of late we've been giving a task. So my task for you guys, our listeners today, let's actually see how many there are of you. I'm curious. There are 29 listeners. Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for listening. The task for today is think of a song that you want to personify, or that feels like you. Like, feels like when you're alone in your room, nobody's looking at you, you're not being perceived whatsoever. A song that makes you feel like yourself, like entirely 100% yourself. I don't know if other people would say that this song reminds me of them, or reminds them of me, sorry. But I feel that way, and it makes me happy. And I think, you know, in many ways we sort of connect ourselves to music and think about ourselves in terms of music, or, you know, you're reminded of different ideas or different people based on songs in the same way that you're reminded of those things based on smell. And so I think, I don't know, it's kind of nice to know if I was a song, this is the song that I would be. So anyways, if I was a song, you guys are getting to know me today. Mia's not here, so there's no one to stop the rambling. That was a song. I think I would be Lullaby by Grace Ives. It's coming up next. It is genuinely one of my favorite songs that I've ever heard. There is this very specific couple notes in the background, and it starts about halfway through the song, And something about those notes in the background, they're a little lighter. You'll hear them when they happen if you turn it up and listen close. Something about them is just so, it almost, what do people say? It scratches an itch in my brain. So if you hear those and you enjoy them, listen to more Grace Ives. I actually haven't listened to a lot of her music. She's a very small artist, I think. But this song specifically, I think, is just one of those things that you hear once you never forget about. I know I've already said that about a song today, but yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy. And then after that, Oysters in My Pocket, of course, a great closer, a great upbeat closer for you guys today. And then the next person will be coming on, so I might as well do my radio talk right now, and then I will see you guys later. But listen close to these next two and stay on for the next person who comes on. I'm sure their show is going to be fantastic as well. But this is Mess Machine. I'm Mila, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Pictures of real estate. 5, 6, 7, 8 months have passed and I'm okay. I forgot all my mistakes. Nothing left to do or say. Stay composed.